Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Kisovoi, the Klolois, if we don't listen to the mitzvahs Hashem. Perek Chovches, Posuk Tezvov. Ve'hoyo, im lo yishma be'koil adoino yeloihecho, l'shmer la'asoyis es kol mitzvahisov v'chukoisov, asher onechi mitzavecho hayoim, and if you will not listen to what Hashem says to do, to keep all of His mitzvahs and His chukim that I am commanding you today carefully, then the following klolos will come after you and reach you. You will be cursed in the city and you will be cursed in the fields. Your fruits and doughs will be cursed. Cursed will be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land and the children of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep. You will be cursed when you leave and you will be cursed when you come back. Either referring to going out to the field and coming back, going out to the business, coming back, going out to war and coming back. Yeshalach Adonai Becho Es Hameiro Es Hamehumo Ves Hamigeres Bechol Mishlach Yodcho Asher Tase Adi Shomedcho Vead Avodcho Meher Mipenei Roi Ama Alolecho Asher Azavtoni. Hashem will send in you a lacking and confusion and frustration in all your endeavors until you will be completely destroyed and vanish rapidly because of your evil ways that you have done that have caused you to leave me. Says Rashi, Ame'iro chisorin, a lacking, k'moy tzoras mam eres, that's what it says by tzoras ha-beged, because you're going to have to burn the beged, you lack the beged. Ha-mehumo shigush koil beholois, confusion. Posuk chof alef yad beik adoinoi bechoes ha-dover, עד קלויסוי אוי סכו מעל אדומו אשר הטוב ושומו לרשתו. Hashem will attach a plague to you until it completely wipes you out from the land that you are going there to inherit. יקחו אדוינוי בשחפס ובקדחס ובדלקס ובחרחור ובחרב ובשידופוין ובירוקוין ורדפוכו עד עובדךו. Hashem will strike you with all types of sicknesses. Shachefe is a type of sickness where the skin becomes swollen. Uva kadachas is a high fever. Uva dalekes is Rashi, even a higher fever. Uva chalchu, a sickness that a person is constantly thirsty. Uva cherev, enemies will come. Armies will come, wage war against you. Uva shedofon uva yerokoin, different sicknesses of grain. Shedofon is when the eastern comes. Eastern wind comes and knocks the grain. Vayerokoin, when the grain dries up and turns a yellowish, greenish color. And all these calamities will chase you until you will be destroyed. Says Rashi, Bashachefe Shebesori Nishchaf Venofuach, his skin gets swollen. Uva Kadachas Loshen Ki Eish Kodcho Be'api. Vu Eish El Choylim, fever of sick people. Sheichamem Oy, the high fever. Even a higher fever. Different types of sicknesses. The inside of his body gets heated up. He's constantly thirsty. His armies will come to wage war against you. This is a sickness of the grain in the fields. Shidofoin is ruach kodim from the eastern wind. Yerokoin is yoifes dryness. Upnei atvua machsifin. V'nefochim leyerokoin. The grain turns a light color, like a yellowish greenish color. Ad avodcho targum ad desevod, until you will be destroyed. Kloimau ad avoid oischo, until he will destroy you. Shetich lemeyelecho. It's self-destructive because of all these sicknesses and the enemies and the grain going bad. Posuk Chof Gimel v'hoyu shomecho asher al roishcho nechoishes v'horetz asher tachtecho barzel. And the skies on top of you will be like copper, namely it won't rain, and the earth beneath you will be like iron, namely things won't grow. Rashi now is going to compare our pasuk, namely the klolos in Parshas Kisavoy, to the klolos in Parshas Bechukosai, where we have a very similar pasuk over there in Perek Chavov, pasuk Yutes. Over there it says, "V'nosati yeshmichem kabalzel v'esaltzchem kanachusha." Your skies will be like iron, that it won't rain, and your earth, the land, will be like copper, nothing will grow. And the question Rashi is bothered by is how come in our pasuk the Torah compares the sky to copper and the earth to iron, and in Parshas Bechukos it says the reverse. The sky is compared to iron and the earth is compared to copper. Of course, the idea is the same, namely, it won't rain and nothing will grow. But why the difference? Why the difference in the moshel of the iron and the copper? So first, we have to know the metzias. The metzias is that iron doesn't sweat. It's completely dry. As opposed to copper, copper has some type of condensation to it, and it sweats. It has some type of moisture to it at times. Says Rashi. In Parshas Kisavoy, Moshe mipi atzmoi omron. This is Moshe talking. V'shebar Sinai in Parshas Bechukosai mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu amron. Kemashmon. Of course, Moshe is talking, but he's talking in the name of Hashem as if Hashem is talking. And that is why in Bechukosai v'shom ne'mar v'im lo yisi ishme'u li. Hashem is talking in the first person if you don't listen to me. Moshe is saying what Hashem will do to you. And that explains something else, says Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Loshen Rabbim to the entire Klal Yisrael. In our klol over here in Posuk Chav Gimel, that will explain the difference between the moshul of Shomecho Kenechoshes and Oretz Kabalzel, as opposed to in Parshas Bechukosai, where it says the reverse. V'gam kein miklolo zu heikel, sheberishoy nois in Parshas Bechukosai oimel, eshmechem kabalzel, the skies will be like iron, v'esaltachem kanachusha, the land will be like copper. Which is a worse klolo. Why? The skies won't even sweat, not even a little bit of moisture, like iron doesn't sweat. Being that it's completely dry, it will be complete dryness in the world, no rain, absolutely at all. The earth, the earth over there in Parshat Bechukosai will sweat like copper sweats. Whatever did grow, the moisture will make it rot. Over here, where Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, a lighter klolo, it says, the skies will be like copper and the earth will be like iron. The skies will sweat. There will be a little bit of moisture coming down. Afal pishle yiriku motor, it won't rain, but mikol mokim liye choyrev shel ovdon ba'olam. It won't be a complete destruction of dryness. Ve'oretz loitehi mezio, but the land will not have any moisture. Kederech she'ina bazel mazia, like iron doesn't sweat. Ve'ina perish markivin, so whatever does grow won't rotten. But says Rashi, don't think it's a big bracha. Nevertheless, of course, over here also it's a curse. Either way, it's not producing any produce. Of course, both are a klolo. The question is the severity of the klolo. Literally translated, Hashem will make the rain coming down from the sky on your earth full of dust and dirt until you will be destroyed. And what does that mean? It will rain dust and dirt. Says Rashi, because there will be not a lot of rain. When you have a lot of rain, so the rain puts down the dust and the dirt deep into the ground. So even when the wind comes, it doesn't fly it up. But if there's not a lot of rain, so it doesn't get it moist, doesn't moist it that much, it's not settled down in the ground. So the wind that comes after the rain makes the dust and the dirt fly up, and it covers all the produce, which is already wet from a little bit of rain that did come down, and it makes everything rot. Says Rashi, Metar al tzecha ovok ve'ofo. This is referring to ziko de bosar mito, the wind that comes after the rain. Moto yoyred v'loikol tzorkoi. It does rain a little bit, but not enough. Vein b'kedei leharbitz es ha'ofo. Leharbitz es ha'ofo means to settle the dirt, so it shouldn't come up with the wind. But there's not enough rain to do that. V'aruach bo, and then comes the wind, u'malo es ha'ovok, raises the dust and the dirt, u'mechases eisev ha'zroim, and covers the zroim, the leaves of the what you planted. Shein lachim min ha'mayim, which is moist from the water that rained a little bit. V'nidbak bo'im, now this dust and dirt sticks to them. V'nasotit, becomes muddy, u'misyabesh, and it dries up, u'markivin, and it makes everything rot. Posuk chof hei, yitencho adoinoi, nigov, lifnei oyevecho, bederech echod, teitzei eilov, uvashiv od rochim, tonus lefanov, vehoyi iso lezaavo, olechoil mamlechois haoretz. And Hashem will make you defeated in front of your enemies. When you go out to war, you'll go in one way. But because you will lose the war, you'll be so bewildered, you'll be scattered, running away from them in seven ways. You will be a source of fear and tremble to all the other nations of the world. When they hear what happened to you, they'll start trembling that it shouldn't happen to them. Says Rashi, lezavo le'imo u'lezia, fear and tremble. Shiozu kol shemei makoisecho mimcho. Everybody will fear of what happened to you. V'yomru oylonu shelo yovo yoleinu k'dei shavo aleilu. Woe to us! We hope that such a thing never happens to us. Posuk chavo v'hoyeson nivlosecho lemachol lechol oif hashamayim ulevehem asa oretz ve'ein macharid. Your corpses will be for food for the birds of the sky and for the animals of the earth, and there will be nobody there to chase them, to shoo them away. Yakecho Adonai bishchin Mitzrayim uvatechoyrim uvagorov uvechores asher lo yisuchal leherofei. Hashem will strike you with the terrible shchin, the boil that Mitzrayim had in Makashchin, uvat choirim with hemorrhoids, uvegorov uvechores, two types of shchin, moist and dry types of boils. Asholoi sucha leirofe, you won't be able to be cured from them. Says Rashi, b'shchin Mitzrayim ra hoyom oid. It was a very bad shchin, lach mi bachutz v'yovesh mi bifnim, moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Kedisa b'bechores. Goro v'shchin lach, cheres, ishchin yovish, kacheres, dry like pottery. Posuk chof ches, yakecho adoinoi b'shigoin uv'ivoroin uv'simhoin levov. Hashem will strike you with insanity, with blindness, and with mental confusion. Says Rashi b'simhoin levov oitem alev, when the heart is numb and stuffed up. Confusion. Posukhoftes vehoyi so memashish batsohorayim. Kasho yemashish hoiveyabo afilov loisatsliach es de rochecho. Vehoyi so ach oshuk vegozul kol hayomim vein moshiach. And you will grope in broad daylight like a blind man gropes in the dark, and you will not be matsliach in anything you do. And you will be constantly cheated and robbed, and nobody there to save you. Says Rashi, Oshuk b'chol ma'asecho ye'ir ur. Rashi is darshaning Oshuk miloshen Osuk. Asek, when somebody contends, somebody argues about this field of yours and they claim that it's theirs. They cheat you and they rob you. Posuk lamed isho se'oreis v'ish achir yishkoveno ba'is tivne v'lo yisei sheboi kerem tita v'lo yisei chalelenu. You will be Mekadesh and Isha, but somebody else will sleep with her. You won't get to Nisuin with her. You will build a house, but somebody else will end up living in a house. You will not be Zeichet to live in the house that you built. You will plant a vineyard, but you won't get to the fourth year and be Mechalel, the fruit, on money in order to eat the fruit. You won't get there. Says Rashi, Yish Goleno Loshen Shegal, Pilegesh. Literally referring to Tashmish Hamito. The Torah, the Kri is Loshon Nekiya. Yishkoveno, but the Ksiv is Yishgoleno, which means Tashmish Amito. Loshon Nekiya, we read it Yishkoveno. Sechalelenu, Bashono Horevis, Lechon Meperio. On the fourth year, redeem it onto money. The money has to end up in Yerushalayim, but you will be able to eat the fruit on the fourth year. And this person, that's part of the klala, he will not be zoicha to eat those fruit on the fourth year. Posuk Chof Aleph, Shirecho, Tavuach, Le'inecho. V'loy Srichal, Mimenu, Chamerecho, Gozul, Milafonecho. V'lo Yoshuv, Loch, Tzinecho, Nesunois, Le'oyevecho. Ve'in Lecho, Mishia. Your ox will be shechted in front of you, but you will not eat from it. Your donkey will be stolen from you, and it will not be returned to you. And your flocks will be given to your enemies, and there will be nobody there to save you. Bonecho uvnoisecho nesunim le'amachir ve'einecho roi'ois v'choloi'is aleihem kol ha'yoim ve'ein le'el yodecho. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another nation. They'll be taken captive, and you will be see this happening. You'll be looking forward all day for them to come back, but they won't be coming back. There's no power in your hand to change that. Says Rashi, looking forward to Yeshuvu ve'inam shovim. Kol techeles she'eino bo. Anything that you look forward and doesn't happen, kruyo kilyo neinaim. That's the Loshon kilyo neinaim. They, so to speak, they finish off your eyes. Posuk lamed gimel priad mosacho v'chol yegiacho yichal am asher lo yodoto v'hoyisora koshuk v'rotzutz kol hayomim. The fruits of your land and all of your toil, another nation that you don't know will consume, and you will be cheated and broken all the days. You will go insane from everything that you see happening. Hashem will strike you with a terrible shchin, which will start on your knees and on your calves, and it will spread from your feet until your head, and you will not be able to be cured from it. Hashem will lead you and the king that you will appoint upon yourself to a nation yet you never heard of, neither you nor your ancestors. Literally translated, and over there you will worship avodah zarah made out of eitz ve'oven. But it's important to note, Rashi above in Parshas Vayeschanan, Perek Dalid, Posuk Chof Ches. Over there also we have a similar Posuk. Va'avadtem Shom Elohim Masi De Odom Eitz Va'oven. Says Rashi, Ki Targumoi, Targumoi also says the same thing. Mishe'atem Oivdim Le'oivdeihem Ki'ilu Atem Oivdim Lohem. It's not a klola that you will serve Avodah Zarah. That's totally on your Bechira. But since you're serving the Goyim, which worship Avodah Zarah, it's considered as if you yourself are worshipping Avodah Zarah. Posuk lamed zayin v'hoyiso leshamo lemoshol v'lishnino b'choil ho'amim asher yanaikcho Adonai shomo. And you will be a source of shock and stun to all the nations that they, when they see what happens to you, they'll be shocked and stunned when they hear what happened to you. Lemoshol, when they want to give a moshol of a calamity or terrible thing that happens, they'll use you as a moshol. V'lishnino, everybody will be talking about you. Loshon v'shinantom, to speak. B'choylo amim asher inaykho Hashem v'shamo, and all the nations that Hashem will lead you there. Says Rashi, l'shamo k'moy timhoin, k'lo roye oyscho yishem olecha, will be shocked and stunned. L'moshol k'shetovoy makoro al odom, yoimru zu doyme l'makas ployni. Namely, the Yid that had this mako, you will be the moshul of such makos. V'lishnina loshen v'shinantom yedabru b'cho. Chen targumo yulushoi loshen tzibor v'ishtoi. Everyone will be talking about you. Posuk lamed ches zera rav toitzia sode umeat te'esoif ki yachselenu ho'arbe. You will bring much seed out to the field to plant, but you will gather very little, because the locust will consume it. Says Rashi, Yachselenu Yachalenu, will destroy it. Val Shem Kach Nikro Chosil, In Sefer Malachim, there's a type of locust called Chosil. Why is it called Chosil? This word, Yachsilenu, Shemechala Es HaKoyl, destroys everything. Posuk Lametes, Kromim Tita, Ve'ovonto, Ve'yayin, Lo Yisishte, Ve'lo Yisei Goyr, Ki Seichelenu, Atoylo As. You will plant vineyards and work them, but you will not drink the wine, nor will you store it, because the worms will eat up all the grapes and destroy the vines. Zeisim yihiyu lecho b'chol givulecho v'shemen lo yisasuch ki yishal zeisecho. There'll be plenty of olive trees throughout your country, but you will not be able to smear or to rub on the oil, because the olive trees will drop the olives before the olives ripen. Says Rashi, ki yishal yashir piroisav, will drop its fruit before it ripens, loshen v'noshal ha-balzel, to drop the balzel or to drop the balzel. Posuk mem alef bonim uvonois toilid v'lo yihiyu loch ki eluchu bashevi. You'll have children, sons and daughters, but you will not have them because they will be taken into captivity. Kol eitzecho ufriad mosecho yeyoresh hatzelotzal. All your trees and the produce of the land, the tzlotzal, the locust, will make the trees poor from its produce, because they're going to eat it. Says Rashi, Yeyoresh Hatzelotzal, Ya'asenu ho'arbe rosh min ha'pri. It will be poor from its fruit. Yeyoresh Ya'ani, to make poor. Hatzelotzal min arbe. Rashi has two other possibilities, what one may say that Yeyoresh means, and he says both are wrong. V'iyev shalafaresh Yeyoresh loshin Yerusha, that the locust will inherit. Shim kein ho'yol lichtoiv Yirash. To throw out Shimkein Hoyolo Lichtoiv Yoirish. Yeyoresh, the root is Rosh, poor. Posuk mem gimel agira shabekirbecho yale olecho ma'alo molo veato seired mato moto. The foreigners among you will go up upon you. They'll be higher than you, and you will be lower than them. You will be subservient to the foreigners among you. Hu yalvecho v'ato lo yisalvenu, hu yihye l'roish v'ato tihye l'zanov. You will be poor, and he, the foreigners, the goyim, will be lending you money. You will not be lending him, because he will be on the top, and you will be the follower. You will be on the bottom. Uva'u alecho kol akelo lo yisho'ele, urdofucho v'hisigucho ad hisham medoch, ki lo yishomato b'koil adoino yaloyhecho. And all of these klolois will come upon you, they will chase you, and they will reach you until you will be destroyed. And why did all this happen? Because you did not listen to Hashem to carefully keep his mitzvos and his chukim that he commanded you. And all these klolois will be a sign and a lesson to you and your children to learn from. What happens when you don't keep the mitzvah Hashem? Tachas asher lo yovanto es adoino yeloihecho besimcho v'tuv leivov meroi v'koil ve'ovanto es oyevecho asher yeshalchenu adoino yiboch meroov uvetzomo uveiroim uvechoyser koil. And instead of worshipping Hashem out of happiness, out of a glad heart, out of all the plenty He has given you, you didn't do that. Instead of that, you'll be working for your enemies that Hashem will send to you. And there you'll be lacking, you'll be out of hunger and out of thirst, out of nakedness, you'll be lacking everything. And Hashem will put an iron yoke on your neck until He completely destroys you. Says Rashi, Miroiv Koil Boishoyolocho Kol Tuv, while you had everything, and you didn't serve Hashem, and now you'll be serving your enemies out of having nothing. Posuk Memtes Yiso Adonai Olecho Goy Mirochoik Mikzei Haoretz Asher Yideh Hanosher Goy Asher Lo Yisishma Leshoinoi. Hashem will bring upon you a nation from the far edge of the earth, and it will come quickly and swiftly, like an eagle flies quickly, and it will be a nation that you will not recognize its language. You will not understand, you will not comprehend what they're saying. Says Rashi, Kasha Yida Noshel pisoim, suddenly, v'derech matzlachas, and there will be matzliach v'kalusus of their horses will go swiftly. You won't recognize, you won't understand its language. Rashi is showing you that the word tishma doesn't always have to mean to hear, to listen. It means to understand, to comprehend. Posuk nun goy az ponim asher lo yisof ponim lezokein v'na'ar lo yochoin. A brazen nation that shows no respect for the elders and has no mercy on the young.
Ve'ochal pri ve'emtecho ufriad mosecho ad hishomedoch asher lo yashir lecho dogon tiroish v'yitzor shegar al ofecho v'ashteroish tzoynecho ad ha'avidoi oisoch.
And this nation will consume, will eat the fruits of your animals and the fruits of your land until you will be destroyed. He will not leave anything left over for you, and he will not leave over grain and wine and oil, nor the children of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep until he completely destroys you.
אשר אתו ביתר בוהין בכל ארצך ויצר לך בכל שעורך בכל ארצך אשר נוסן אדוינו אלוהיך לך.
And the enemy will make a siege around all your cities until he will rule over your high and fortified walls around the city that you trusted those walls throughout your country. And the pasuk repeats itself. And the pasuk says he will make a siege in all of your cities in the entire land that Hashem has given you.
Says Rashi, as Redes Chemisecho Loshen Ridui Vikibush, to rule over and conquer. Pasuk Nun Gimel Veochalto Ferivit Necho Besar Bonecho Uvnoisecho Asher Nosan Lecho Adoyno Eloihecho Bematzir Uvmatzik Asher Yotzik Lecho Oyevecho.
And a result of the siege that the sieges that the goyim will make around your cities, and out of the tremendous despair and distress, you will end up eating the fruit of your womb, namely the flesh of your sons and daughters that Hashem has given you.
Says Rashi,
the siege that we spoke about in the previous pasuk. V'yeshom motzig will be a tremendous distress, akas re'ovoin, a distress from a hunger.
Posuk nun daled ho'ish horach becho ve'he'onoig me'oid te'ra einoi ve'ochiv uve'eish eschikoi uve'yeser bonov asher yoisir mite'is la'achad mehem mi'besar bonov asher yoichel mi'bli hish'ir lo'i koil ube'matzoir uve'matzoik asher yotzik lecho o yivcho becho shorecho.
Rashi has two pshatim. We'll go with the first pshat, when we'll see Rashi, we'll see the second. Even a person who is spoiled, so spoiled he would never eat, he would never think of eating anything less than perfect, surely not eating something disgusting, he will end up eating his own children. And not only that, he will be so stingy to share his own child with that child's brothers, namely his other children, and to share it with his wife and the other children that he will leave over. He will be so stingy from giving the flesh of his own children that he's eating to anybody else, not leaving anything for anybody else. He is taking everything. When will this happen as a result of the siege and the distress that your enemy will put you through in all your cities? Says Rashi.
Horach b'cho v'he'onoik.
Says Rashi, hu horach, hu he'onoik. It's a repetition. It means the same thing. Loshen pinuk. A person is a finicky person, a spoiled person. How do I know that horach and ha'onoig mean the same thing? From the next pasuk nunvav, umeis aneg umeroich, which puts the both words together, moichiach aleim sheshneim echad, it's the same thing. Now pshat in the pasuk, afal pishu mafunok. He's a spoiled person, he's a finicky person. V'daito kotzo b'dval mius, he gets disgusted by anything less than perfect, surely disgusting things. Yimtak loy l'ra avoynoi b'sar bonov v'b'noisov. It will be sweet for him to satiate his hunger by eating the flesh of his sons and daughters. Ad ki, so much so, t'ra einoi b'vonov anisorim. He will be stingy.
to give his other children, which is Acheihem, his own children, namely the brother of the one he just killed, Asher Yoichel. That's Rashi's first pshat. Dovor Acher, says Rashi, Horach Becho is a different nekuda. Horach Becho is Horachmoni, Verachalevov. Somebody that has Rachmonus and soft-hearted. Nothing to do with finicky. And the Pesuk is telling you, Meroiv Rav Sonu, is because he's so hungry, even the soft-hearted person that has mercy generally, Yisachzeru v'lo yitnu min v'sar b'neim ashchutim l'v'neim anisorim. He will be cruel and not share some of the flesh of his children that he just shechted with the other children left over. So either Rach Becho v'ho'onog Moed both refer to a mefunak, a finicky person. And there the point is, even though he's a finicky person, he will end up enjoying, so to speak, quote-unquote, the flesh of his own children, so much so that he won't share it with his other children. And according to the second pshat, there's two nekudos. There's Horach Becho, namely a person that's not cruel, will become cruel, and not share with his other children. And He'onog Me'oid, that stays like the first pshat. Namely, he's a finicky person, and I'll have no problem eating the flesh of his children. Posuk nun vov horako vecho veho anugo asher lo yinisiso chaf raglo hatzega lo oretz meisanego meiroich tira'ino be'ish cheiko uvivno uvevito. And the previous posuk was talking about a man who is rach and onoig, and now we're talking about a woman who is rako va'anugo, which according to Rashi's first pshat is the same thing, namely a finicky person. She's so finicky, she never put her bare feet on the ground. Because she is so finicky, this is where Rashi brought the raya from, to the first pshat, that oineg and rako is the same thing. Even she will end up eating the flesh of her children and will be stingy from sharing it with her husband or with her children, her sons and daughters. Says Rashi, tira eino be'ish cheiko uvivno uvevito. With children, the gdoilim, the older ones, because the younger ones, they're killing, they're eating them. Posuk nun zayin uveshilioso hayoytzeis mibein ragleho uvevoneho asher teileid ki soich aleim bechoyitzer koil basoser b'matzoich uvematzoik asher yotzik lecho o yivcho bishorecho. The word shilio literally means a placenta, but over here Rashi says it's referring to banei haktanim. It's referring to her little children, namely close to their birth, that come out from between her legs, and in her children that she gives birth to. The pasuk is continuing the previous pasuk. She will be teira eino. She will be stingy from sharing the one that she shechted with her husband and with her older children or with her younger children. When she eats them, because she's lacking everything, she'll eat them in a hiding because she's trying to hide it from the others. B'motzoig u'v'motzoig, this will happen during the siege, when you're in distress that the enemy causes you in all of your cities. Says Rashi v'shil yoso, referring to Bnei Haktanim. B'chulon tei einot tzoro k'shtoich alez echod mehem, she'll be stingy in all, in everybody, also in the older children and also in the younger children. Militein l'asher etzlo min aboso, to give any one of them from the flesh that she just shechted one of her kids. The next Rashi seems to be learning a different pshat in the word teira eino. Previously, Rashi learns teira eino to be stingy. In the following Rashi, teira eino seems to be that she's cruel. Uvavaneha shal teile teira eino, she will be cruel, l'shochtam u'le'ochlam b'choyzer koil, to shech them and to eat them when she lacks nothing, basoser, and she'll do it in hiding. But it's a shtickle problem, because it says the word teira eino only once in the posuk, in posuk nun vav. And in posuk nun vav, clearly it meant to be stingy. Teira eino bi'ish cheiko uvivno uvivito. She'll be stingy to share with her husband and her other children. And now Rashi's telling me, teira eino, referring to b'boneh ashal teile in the posuk nun zayin, means to be cruel and shech them. So I don't have a klor pshat. It could be that the word teira eino, Rashi is not saying two pshatim over here. Teira eino could mean two things, also stingy and also cruel. But because the pasuk repeats itself, in pasuk nun vav it says uvivno uvevito, And in Pasuk Nun Zayin, it repeats, Uva Vanei Asher Teled. It's a repetition. So therefore, Teira'ino is referring to both, one word referring to both, but with different meanings. Teira'ino Bivno Vevito and Pasuk Nun Vav shall be stingy. And Teira'ino Uva Vanei Asher Teled, in Pasuk Nun Zayin, refers to being cruel and killing them. I don't have clarity in this Pasuk according to Rashi. Although this is not a stopping point, nevertheless, we will take a break and we will continue in the next year.